Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we continue our discussion with Tom Poland, a freelance Southern writer whose stories and articles have appeared in many newspapers, magazines, and web pages, and in books over the past few decades. We've invited him back to share some more stories and tips on how to make a living as a writer. Well, Tom, welcome back to the program.
It's good to be back again. I enjoyed the first time around.
Well, Tom, let's start today with some more tips for the writers listening in our audience.
Yeah, I'll tell you a couple more things. Any writer coming up through the ranks today would be well served to pay attention to nature and nostalgia. There are certain sectors of our society, these are the things they love. They love to read about Rocky Shoal spider lilies, great blue herons, osprey, Carolina bays, those strange elliptical wetlands that I had a book come out in USC Press on. There's an older set of readers that long for the old days, and they like to hear about country stores, abandoned churches, and this kind of thing. I've made a lot of inroads writing about those things because they personally interest me. Don't try to write about something that doesn't interest you. That's one big mistake. I will tell you one other thing that's pretty interesting. I wrote speeches for Carol Campbell and Dick Riley back in the day. I wrote a speech for Bill Gates, Microsoft CEO. You want to guess how much he paid me?
Was that one of your free freelancings?
Zero, as part of my job duties where I worked at the time as a writer.
Okay, so you were paid.
Yeah, I got a salary. That's right. It's a great way to make a living, because if you love writing and you get in the right subject matter, it's not work. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, kind of like this radio show. It's the same kind of thing.
Exactly.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, there's nothing I'd rather do, to tell you the truth. But I've run across some fabulous stories just by getting out and taking pictures and talking to people. One of the great stories that people just can't get enough of is a story I wrote called The Mule Kick That Killed 8 People. You heard it?
I have not heard that. The Mule Kick That Killed 8 People.
Yes, it's an Edgefield, South Carolina feud between the Logues and Timbermans that took place in the early 40s, with the run-up to that of many years of tension and hard feelings. But basically, there was some tempers flared when a mule jumped into a pasture and kicked another man's heifer in the leg and broke it, and he had to put it down. He was feuding with the farmer who owned the mule. He ended up getting killed when he tried to beat the guy with an axe handle. And then that set off a chain reaction of events that, when it finally settled, and involved Strom Thurmond, believe it or not, 8 people were dead, and Sue Logue had become the first woman electrocuted in South Carolina. So those kinds of stories are out there. You know, you do a lot of business stuff, too, as a writer, as a freelance writer. You'll take on some commercial assignments. But you always enjoy these other things that are very unusual, very creative, things that you find hard to believe, such as the mule kick that killed 8 people. But you add it all together, and what you get is a body of work that can go into books. And I've had one book that sold for 25 years.
And what is that?
It was a book called Reflections of South Carolina that Robert Clark and I did in 1999. As a matter of fact, the USC Press, which has been very good to me and to Robert, is going to release in 2025, March, a new version of that book. And this one will probably sell for 25 years. It's a beautiful portrait of South Carolina. It's a coffee table book. But I tell people, don't call it a coffee table book. Coffee table books are kittens, Corvette stingrays, and golf courses. This is a book of history, nature, and culture. I started writing about the back roads of the South almost accidentally again about 10 years ago, maybe longer than that. And I've got 3 books out of that. People read your work all over the internet, like you pointed out. And down in South Georgia, the folks at Swamp Gravy Folk Life Drama called me up and said, we want you to write a play for us. I said, I don't even go to plays. They said, we don't care. We like the way you write. And so I did a play for Georgia's official Folk Life Drama back in 2010. And that was a great experience. I drove all the way across the south of Georgia to go see it. And it was great.
Wow.
And,
you know, nice.
Yeah.
Well,
so
very good.
I would give this advice to a writer coming up through the ranks: don't ever be scared to take on anything just because you haven't ever written that way before. You can do it.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for spending time with us the past 2 days. We've very much enjoyed it.
Thank you. I enjoyed it very much myself.
Tom Poland is a freelance writer who lives and writes in Columbia, South Carolina. And a disclaimer, he is a member of the South Carolina ETV Advisory Council. We will have a link to Tom's webpage posted at ours, so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.